Few ethnic conflicts have taken a heavier toll than the periodic wars between the Hutus and Tutsis of Central Africa. In 1994 in Rwanda, in the space of just 3 months, as many as 1 million people, most of them Tutsis, were slaughtered by Hutu radicals. In neighboring Burundi, over the past 8 years, well over 200,000 Hutus and Tutsis have been killed in a bloody civil war. Burundi has a new power-sharing government. It's a tentative peace at best, and the gap between Hutus and Tutsis remains wide, NPR's Kenneth Walker reports.
One of the main instruments of reconciliation here in Burundi is a radio station. Radio Public Africain, African Public Radio, has been on the air for just 7 months, but according to Burundians and Western diplomats here, it's by far the most popular station in the country. It's the brainchild of 36-year-old Alexis Sinduhije, who says his sole purpose is to reconcile Burundi's Hutus and Tutsis. Sinduhije says he got the idea for the name of his station listening to NPR while studying journalism at Harvard. But his real inspiration came from the antithesis of what he wanted to create, an infamous radio station in neighboring Rwanda. The broadcast of Radio Mille Collines called on Hutus to kill Tutsis. The result was the Rwandan genocide.
If radio can do bad, and do bad successfully, as it was in Rwanda, why don't we use the radio for positive things, successfully?
Sinduhije says everything about African Public Radio, from its programming to employment practices, is designed to ease the tension between the two ethnic groups in Burundi. The station has 25 reporters spread across Burundi and in refugee camps in neighboring countries. Sinduhije, a Tutsi, moves freely in Hutu areas. He says he tries to bring all sides together in the station's programming, even the Hutu rebels who have rejected the latest peace accord. Sinduhije draws from his childhood experience and directs African Public Radio programming at young people.
We grew up listening to that, the hate from our parents. I presume the Hutus, and I have the proof for that, they grew up that way.
The famous sacred drums of Burundi have been heard at ceremonial events here for centuries. On this day, they are played to reintroduce another instrument of reconciliation, this one drawn from Burundi's past. The United Nations is funding a program to revive the Bashingantahe, groups of elderly wise men who were called upon to resolve complaints, including disputes between Hutus and Tutsis. With projects like these, many Burundians, like African Public Radio's Alexis Sinduhije, are optimistic that the ethnic hatred that has shattered the country will be eventually overcome.
I think in 20 years coming, we are going to have here in Burundi the society where the parents are not telling the kids that Hutus are bad or vice versa.
Kenneth Walker, NPR News, Bujumbura, Burundi.